Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service, with a programme that examines the numbers in the news and online. I'm Tim Harford. The US Supreme Court has overturned its 1973 ruling on Roe v. Wade, the case which guaranteed a constitutional right to a legal abortion across the US.
What is the opinion from the court?
Poppy and Jim, the court issuing that landmark ruling that this nation has been bracing for, and the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, that they have eliminated the constitutional right to an abortion, and at first glance, this...
Protests have been growing here outside the court all day as people absorb this dramatic news. Whether you agree with the ruling or not, this is a seismic moment in America, as almost five decades of guaranteed abortion rights have been immediately and totally reversed.
And this is so vindicating to know that we can now take tangible steps to lessen the violence of abortion in our country.
It's not the will of the people, and this country is supposed to run off of the will of the people. I'm 21 and I'm terrified.
And we have a lot of work to do but to make that happen. But
this has inevitably led to a huge amount of debate in the media and online. There was one statistic our reporter Charlotte MacDonald was suspicious about when she saw it being shared on social media, and she's here to tell us about it. Hello, Charlotte, tell us more.
Hi, Tim. As you say, I was scrolling through Twitter and I spotted a number of people sharing what I think is a very striking statistic.
One in three women will have an abortion in their lifetime.
The implication being that this is a change that will affect a huge number of women in the future.
Exactly. But there were two reasons I was suspicious of the number. The first was it just seemed so high. One in three women you know will have an abortion in their lifetime. I do know some people who've had one, but one in three, it just seemed really high.
And what was the second reason you were suspicious?
The second reason is because I saw people in the US and the UK sharing the statistic as if it'd be true for all women everywhere, which I found hard to believe. The more I looked, I realised this statistic has been around in both the US and UK media for at least 20 years. And when statistics get that old, it makes me wonder where they come from and if they're still true.
Is it still true? Do we know if one in three women will have an abortion in their lifetime? And how would you work out that statistic?
Well, the UK and US have different laws and healthcare systems, so I'm going to look at them separately. This statistic has been widely used in the US since the 1990s, and it comes from the Guttmacher Institute, which does research, policy analysis and public education on sexual and reproductive health issues. They carried out research in the late 1990s and produced this figure that one in three women will have an abortion in their lifetime. That number was widely quoted for many years by activists and politicians. Then, in 2014, the Institute decided to carry out the research again to get an updated statistic.
So how did they work it out?
Well, to begin with, they needed to find out how many abortions there are a year in the country. And that's actually very hard because it's not an official statistic in the US, which it is here in the UK. In the UK, every clinic which carries out abortions must submit their numbers centrally. In the US, each state's health agency can submit figures to the Centers for Disease Control on a voluntary basis, and some states don't. For this reason, the Guttmacher Institute creates its own national abortion figures by contacting every provider in the country directly. When they don't get a response to their questionnaires, they create estimates, and their figures are widely reported by others.
So they have this estimate of the number of abortions across the US each year. But some people will have more than one abortion, so the Institute will need to take that into account to produce this one in three figure, or whatever the new number is.
Exactly. They need to work out how many people have had one or more. Here's Rachel Jones, Principal Research Scientist at the Guttmacher Institute, explaining how they worked it out.
We did a survey, a nationally representative study, of people obtaining abortions in the U.S., and we asked them if they'd had a previous abortion. And then, you know, about half of them had, but using those data, we broke it out by age group among people obtaining abortions, and we said what proportion of people in this age group are obtaining their first abortion, and then we estimated a cumulative abortion rate for each age group. And again, by the time we got to women in the 40 to 44 age group, the cumulative abortion rate was 244 per 1,000 women, which again translates into 24% of women will have an abortion by the age of 45.
Okay, so the figure has changed. It's now one in four women have had an abortion in a lifetime.
Yeah, using data from 2014, yes. Strictly speaking, this is a kind of composite estimate. For older women, it's historical, counting the number who have had abortions. For younger women, it's partly a forecast, estimating their likelihood of having an abortion in the future. It sounds a bit weird, but life expectancy figures are calculated in a similar way. Of course, this number, 1 in 4, is already 8 years old, and it's possible it's changed again, as the number of abortions in the US has steadily declined from the 1990s and continued to decline until a slight uptick in the last few years. But for now, our best estimate is that 1 in 4 women in the US have had an abortion in their lifetime. But it seems that most people have missed the update and are still using the 1 in 3 figure.
Still, I think even the 1 in 4 figure is going to be surprising to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Rachel had this to say.
I often find that people are skeptical of the statistic. They're certainly surprised when they hear it. For example, they're like, well, I don't know anybody that's had an abortion. But that's because a lot of us that have had abortions don't necessarily bring it up at cocktail parties.
Do we know anything about who's having abortions?
There's no one type of person who seeks out an abortion. But Rachel's team did spot some interesting trends in their survey.
So we know from that same study, a nationally representative study of people obtaining abortions, is that the majority are young adults in their 20s. The majority have children, one or more children. And the majority are poor, low income. They don't have a lot of money to take care of the children that they already have.
So we're satisfied with this figure, 1 in 4.
It seems to be based on the best data they can collect. The other problem, of course, is that they're working out a lifetime probability using just a few years of data. So, in fact, it's a snapshot of a moment in time and what all the people of different ages are doing in those years. We're assuming that the different generations will always behave the same. And we know from the declining abortion rate over the last 30 years that 20-year-olds today are not behaving the same as 20-year-olds 30 years ago. This is the reason the 1 in 3 figure is now 1 in 4. Behaviours change over time.
The alternate way to calculate this statistic is if people accurately reported the abortions that they'd had in their lifetime, you would go to a nationally representative sample of women aged 45 and say, have you ever had an abortion? And that would tell you the lifetime incidence of abortion. But because people underreport or tend to not report their abortions, that's not an accurate statistic if you try to get at it that way.
So these are reasonable estimates, although they're based on hard-to-get data. You said that the same number is quoted in the UK too.
Yeah, I thought this would be easy to work out because, as I say, we have good data here in the UK. But this specific claim that 1 in 3 women will have an abortion in their lifetime, this one has been hard to find the original source. I have seen references in news articles in British newspapers dating back to the late 1990s. I just haven't been able to work out where it came from originally.
You say you can't find the original figure, but have you found any more recent data for the UK?
There certainly was a paper published in 2011 where it stated around 1 in 3 sexually active women in Britain will have an abortion during their lifetime. But I haven't been able to have a conversation with the authors about it. Obviously, it's not the source for the earlier references. Also, I did get our partners at the Open University in the UK to take a look at the abortion data. They did some back-of-the-envelope calculations that suggested that by the age of 45, about a third of women will have had an abortion. So basically, it does seem reasonable.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. And that is all we have time for this week. But please send your questions and comments to moreorless@bbc.co.uk. We'll be back next week. And until then, goodbye.